जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारे, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಜಯಾಂಶಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವೃಜಕಚಾರ್ಯಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶಿಮತ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಲಭೈ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಧಾನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಯಥಾ ರುಕ್ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಾಯ ಗೌರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದೇ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 6 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 34 and 35. This is in reference to control of the mind. Arjuna is describing to Lord Krishna about the instability of mind. Actually, to conquer the mind is the greatest job one has to do in his life. Without proper discipline, how is it possible? So, Lord Krishna's answer is also, in order to cultivate that discipline, but there is a process. Arjuna is telling, Chanchalam hi manah Krishna pramathi balavad dhradam tasyaham nigraham manye vayoriva sudushkaram. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. The mind is so strong and obstinate that it sometimes overcomes intelligence. Although the mind is supposed to be subservient to the intelligence. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium towards both friend and enemy, but ultimately no worldly man can do so, for there is this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. In the Vedic literature, like Kathopanishad, first canto, third chapter, third and fourth verses, it is said, आत्मानं रथिनं विद्धि शरीरं रथम एव च बुद्धिं तु सारथिं विद्धि मनः प्रग्रहम एव च इंद्रियाणि हयान आहुर विषयांस्तेषु गोचरान आत्मेन्द्रिय मनोयुक्तं भोक्तेति आहुर मनीषिणः. The translation is, the individual, that is the soul, is a passenger in the car of material body, and the intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. The self is thus the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by the great thinkers, intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes even one's own intelligence, and as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga, but such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what we can say about modern man? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the blowing wind, and it is even more difficult to capture the turbulent mind. The easiest way to control the mind, as suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The great mantra for deliverance in all humility. The method prescribed is Savai Manaha Krishna Padaravindayo. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there remain no other engagement to agitate the mind. And Krishna is responding to this comment about the impossibility, virtually impossibility, to control the mind. What does he say? Shri Bhagavan Vacha Asamshayam Mahabaho Mano Durnigraham Chalam Abhyasena Tu Kaunteya Vairagyena Chagruhyate. Lord Shri Krishna said, O mighty, I am son of Kunti. It is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment. Prabhupada writes in the purport, the difficulty of controlling the obstinate mind as expressed by Arjuna is accepted by personality of Godhead, but at the same time he suggests that by practice and detachment it is possible. What is that practice? In the present age, no one can observe the strict rules and regulation of placing oneself in a sacred place, focusing the mind on the super soul, restraining the senses and mind, observing celibacy, remaining alone, etc. By the practice of Krishna consciousness, however, one engages in 9 types of devotional service to the Lord. The first and foremost of such devotional engagement is hearing about Lord Krishna. This is very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all misgivings. The more one hears about Krishna, the more one becomes enlightened and detached from everything that draws the mind away from Krishna. By detaching mind from the activities not devoted to Krishna, one can very easily learn Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment from matter and engagement of the mind in spirit. Impersonal spiritual detachment is more difficult than attaching mind to the activities of Krishna. This is practical because by hearing about Krishna, one becomes automatically attached to the Supreme Spirit. This attachment is called Pareshanubhuti. Spiritual satisfaction. It is just like the feeling of satisfying a hungry man has not for every morsel of the food he eats. The more one eats while hungry, the more one feels satisfaction and strength also. Similarly, by discharge of devotional service, one feels transcendental satisfaction as the mind becomes detached from material activities. It is something like curing a disease by expert treatment and appropriate diet. Hearing of the transcendental activities of Lord Shri Krishna is therefore expert treatment for the mad mind, and eating the foodstuff offered to Krishna is the appropriate diet for the suffering patient. This treatment is the process of Krishna consciousness. Plain and simple. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. That's why my mind was so turbulent. But by chanting Hare Krishna, I'm feeling little sense of understanding that it is possible to control the mind. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. So, who is having a controlled mind can raise their hand. We all need, because material world is made up of opposite elements. And to make a meaning out of two opposite things, it is extremely difficult to choose. Either you may do favor to one or disfavor to other. Krishna is very controlled. Therefore, he is the controller of everything. Ishvara. Ishvara means who has some jurisdiction upon his environment. As for example, we are spirit soul dwelling in this material body. So I'm a little Ishvara about my body, but ask very faithfully to ourselves, how much control can I do? I can control some of my voluntary muscles and order them what I want to do. But involuntary muscles, I have no control over them. Mind doesn't have muscles. It is a faculty locked around the soul which is born out of ignorance. This faculty of mind is born out of ignorance, tamogun. The mind may wishfully think that he wants to become happy, so he accepts something and rejects something. But the result is he can never be ever happy. More the unhappiness he expresses or dissatisfaction he expresses, he blames to others rather than himself, his own ignorance. In this way, he becomes entangled in his own envious lifestyle. Not knowing that the soul is part and parcel and he is not supposed to get entangled. These trappings are not well understood by common men. It is a trap of Maya. Maya means she has a covering potency called Avaranatmika Shakti. Puts a curtain over our reality. How many curtains do we have on our reality as a soul? Ego is the first covering. Over it is the intelligence, means material intelligence. Actual intelligence is a discriminating faculty. Over that, there is a covering of mind for expressing the desires. And over those three subtle coverings, there are five gross. That is earth, water, fire, air, and ether. These coverings are placed over the envious soul who has come for the hope of enjoyment to lord it over material nature. He got separated for this selfishness by misusing that minute independence, insignificant independence we have. Most of the time we are dependent. But expression of desire is made up of independence. So, how is it possible without understanding these coverings that we have to remove? When we complain, oh, my mind is restless, or even a person who is quite knowledgeable, when emergency comes, he doesn't discriminate much. He forgets the reality and wants to save something which is of very impermanent nature. And this is all impelled by our desires to perform activity through all this media, 8 media. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, which are inferior in nature, but because of our blindness of separate desire, we forgot our reality. But Krishna says, don't be discouraged. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. Abhyasa yoga means you have to study, you have to understand, you have to become introspective, you have to become trying to know yourself. And properly disciplined experiment with the aid of higher knowledge, which is of higher potency than the inferior energy. Employ it. So abhyasa in tu kaunteya vairagyana tu gruhyate. More and more entanglement in our fulfillment of the desires, which is what we are only living for, and most of us common men without proper education try to get carried away. Thinking of my social status, thinking of my job, thinking of my country. But this is all having material influence and no spirituality. So therefore, Krishna is advising, how come we remain detached even though we act in the material world? So there is called vairagena cha grihyate. We have to imbibe the necessity to become detached or disentangle from the network that we are weaving through wishful desires. They made us work hard like donkeys just for the pursuit of so-called happiness. And we complain, oh, I'm in trouble. I cannot think whether should I chant Hare Krishna or not. Whether I should come to the temple regularly, try to understand how Krishna's tricks are that he remains very much detached. Material world cannot affect him. He remains the controller of all the controllers. And I'm like a puppet or a slave in the hands of Maya. We think we can do ourselves. But that is dictated by false ego. Even though we are dependent on very necessities of life, we do not want to disturb that so-called status quo, even though it is temporary lived. We want to carry on throughout the life up to the deathbed. We won't give up. So ignorance has to be smashed. False ego has to be smashed. We can't complain by our own instability created by ourselves. So that is called entanglement, and we are supposed to become detached. So Krishna shows the trick. How? He says, Namam karmani limpanti name karma phales pruha ityo mam abhijanati karma bhir apina badhyate. We are all prone to do activities, but we are getting entangled because we have karma phalaspruha, attachment to the result of our work for our own enjoyment, selfish enjoyment, or extended selfishness of wife and children, or the whole family, or whole society, or the whole nation. But that is not purified intelligence. It's called impure intelligence. Intelligence has to be the governing principle. Buddhim chatu sarthim in Kathopanishad. Our body is like a chariot, a carrier that we are trying to make. But the body itself is a carrier. What else carrier you are going to make? All extra careers that we try to pursue by getting university education, they reach only up to the stomach. They do not teach us how to free our mind and from the entanglement that we create. So, Kathopanishad teaches us. We need to understand that the body is a chariot itself. You can educate the body so you can behave better and discriminately live a life of reality. We don't have any iota, don't want to peep our head into. We are so busy, we don't have time even to chant Hare Krishna. We make so many excuses after excuses that has no foundation. It is wrong. So, what is this Abhyasa Yoga? We have to see through a scrutinizing method, analyzing everything and come to a conclusion. That is called abhyas. Abhyas means study. We study matter and material engagements. And if we pass through exam, we get graduated from there. So, if we do not know how to live our life properly in the form of reality, what is the use of that kind of education which is not going to free us from our own misunderstanding, our false ego dictates? So, the purport Srila Prabhupada is explaining, Krishna consciousness is the easiest way. Where you engage, not only mind, but first of all, you have to engage your five senses in the service of Krishna. Oh, you do not know how to serve Krishna? You can chant Hare Krishna and you will engage your five senses. So the horses are compared, the senses are compared to the horses, and they have to be controlled. The controlling instrument itself is mind, the driving instrument. But that control should be in the hand of the intelligence. If mind overcomes intelligence, where is the control? All our senses are so loose, they choose their individual directions. When all the five horses attached to the body chariot, they go in their different direction. What is the condition of the body? That is called an abuse. Abuse of the body. You cannot drive your car anywhere and everywhere and abuse, because safety is not there. You put yourself into jeopardy. So this body has to be properly guided. And intelligence should hold the rein of mind to control the horses. If the horses are let loose because mind is overpowering and the intelligence, the driver, is not under control, what will be the situation of the passenger who is sitting? The soul is the passenger. We are all passengers in the body. Do you think he will be comfortable? No. There is no smooth ride. Our life thus becomes a rough ride. And rough ride means accidents bound to happen. And we have no control further. So, this is an irresponsible living when we cannot control our own mind. We have to tame the mind by process of Krishna consciousness that begins with chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then engage every senses in the service of the Lord. In the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada is telling that Ambarish Maharaj did it. Sabai mana Krishna padarvindayo vanchansi harir gunanu varanani. Whatever our acts are geared towards the supreme controller, from whom we will learn how to control ourselves. Therefore, we glorify the holy name. And we will have a fixed direction to move ahead, because the intelligence is rightly situated and is holding the control, the rein of the mind. So therefore, the senses will not go astray. The horses will not go astray. So by becoming a devotee, we reap the highest results. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. One who understands methodically the freeing, liberating bhakti, one becomes totally detached. Akinchana means totally detached from the trappings of the material world. Sarva gunai tatra samasate surah. All the good virtues of all the demigods are embodied in that person. One who performs its devotional service through the methodology of this Abhyasa Yoga. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. While if one does not become a devotee, what good virtues he will accumulate? Because manorathena asati dhavato bahi. He is riding on that chariot where the mind is the leader. Asati dhavato bahi. Asati means simply in the temporary objectives, and that will not coming to concentrating attention to Lord Krishna. It will be bahirang or spread out, never to give us any conclusion. So therefore, one who has conquered the mind by abhyasa yoga, the mind will become his friend. Otherwise, if we remain uncontrolling, then the mind is the worst of the enemies residing with us. We are not the mind, but mind is a faculty, is existing. Whatever we eat, so we will be having thinking. And the thinking will manifest into our performance. This is how good and bad elements are residing in us. But by adopting, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, surely and securely we will progress and we become a master of our own mind, called Swami or Goswami, not Godas. Otherwise, we are slaves of our own senses. We have to progress in this direction, and mind will be becoming our best of the friends. So, this Bhagavat process, or process of Krishna consciousness, is the utmost important process, and pious souls like all of you are taking it. But if you take it expeditely, then you will reap up the benefits also expeditely. We should not remain idle in developing Krishna consciousness. Just practice, because it is known different than Krishna. It gives the guarantee of putting us face to face with Lord Shri Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. It is simply starting with giving oral reception of the transcendental sound vibration of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Make our life perfect. There is no loss. There is no expense. Whatever you do is a voluntary process. But take the best advantage of it. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments?
Situation of mind to control. It's really very inspiring to do that. But sometimes we so much bewildered ourselves and we cannot figure it out what situation and what stage we're really acting. So what is the best method to really, achieve right results, if you can explain more details, please. Thank you.
The material world is a very precarious place. It's not easy. In Kali Yuga, we heard the symptoms. My Radha Jivan Prabhu, he just talked about Kali Yuga. But more than that, there are so many descriptions about Kali Yuga in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read them, you will agree with them, but you will be also discouraged. But don't get discouraged. Asti eko mahat guna. Kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangam param rajet. So when we go out or when we examine the things around us, there is nothing to encourage us except sense gratification. And that is also a mistaken attempt. So our mind, which has a function to accept and reject, he wants only the sweet experiences, not the bad experiences. But if the intelligence should interfere, just like if a child has malaria and the doctor is prescribing very bitter medicine, the quinine, right? The child doesn't want to because the mind doesn't. But if mother is really well-wishing of the child, she will force her to take the medicine. This medicine of controlling the mind is also to be taken through the ear, not to the mouth. It's called Bhavaushadhi. Shrotra Manobhiramat. Nivritta tarasaya upagiya mana bhavaushadhi shrotra manobhiramad kaha uttama sloka gunanu vadan puman birajyeta bina pashugna. Unless and until one is killer of the soul, pashugna means those who are butchering or those who are participating in the products of killing, they are called pashugna. And the one who may be pious but does not want to uplift the soul and liberate it from this entanglement of material world, he wants to keep him sleeping deliberately. He's also pashugna. So, the Bhavaushadhi, to get rid of this cycle of birth and death, repeated miserable situation, and Kali Yuga, no hope for the society to ever become better. So better utilize this time now than think it later. So the mind has to be controlled by fixed intelligence. And that medicine has to be taken through the oral reception. So in this way, the process of chanting or glorifying the holy name of the Lord, Uttama Sloka Guna Anuvadan, is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That has to be applied. Otherwise, there is no other methodology. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, it extols nothing but glorification of the holy name. And that is the only thing available. So take that medicine because it's a sure shot. And control the mind. gradually, shanaihi shanaihi repa upadruti. Wherever the mind slips away, bring it back. Bring it back. That is the function of the intelligence. If the mind slips away because we allowed him to slip away all the time, now we want to control. So it will be difficult, but don't be discouraged. Bring him back. Gradually. Make a habit to bring it back. If you don't make habit, then it will be let loose. So that is the process. That is abhyasa. The experienced teachers and recommendation by Shri Krishna himself, we are learning from it. It's not a discouragement. Otherwise, hopelessness is achieved through letting the mind go in its own way. People become sentimental. That is an example. They should become sensitive. Sentimentality is the mind function, but sensitiveness is the function of intelligence. If our intelligence is sharp about the reality, then mind cannot win. Our sentimentality will be subdued. It's not nice to become sentimental. It's better to become sensitive. That is the process. So thank you very much. Can have darshan. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Swami, one quick question. I'm trying to control your mind when you started your talk. The only thing is, whenever other devotees started talking loud, people's cell phone ringing, people coming in, certain noises there. And I know that you're trying to be nice, not saying anything. Is this my only person whom it is happening that I'm liking this talk, but all these disturbances are happening around me? How do I control this, totally listening to you without being disturbed by what's happening around?
Force yourself to pay attention. Right? That is a good practice. Let the disturbance go. We chant loudly. And everybody chants loudly. You have to still listen your own chanting.
Not using chanting only when your class is happening.
No, even this is also chanting. But what I mean that we have cultivated the habit to let our ears open in all directions. But if you practice to concentrate, don't get disturbed. We have to win the mind and make it a friend rather than keep him as an enemy. So there should be a practice. You try to appease the enemy, isn't it? But not allowing to do it. You are in control. That's why. Pati.